I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen.
Yes.
With LaVon and Miss Nene. And today we're not going to cook.
No, but we're sure going to encourage people to cook. Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how old you are. Well, it kind of does. But you can really be even before you start school.
You could participate.
You betcha. And it's such a fun learning experience. We're talking about the food competition at our great Iowa State Fair.
Why are we talking about that? It's May.
Because by July 1st, entries have to be submitted. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to know exactly what you want to make. You can just make entry on an entry form, either online or request to have a premium book sent to you at iowastatefair.org. And the people there will be more than happy to send a premium book to you, and you can be like me and stay up all hours of the night and peruse all those 203 divisions.
It's like an exciting new novel to you.
Yes.
You can't see what's old. It's the same classes. I'm sure they offer some classes mm-hmm. over and over, but I'm guessing they mm-hmm. almost always add something new.
They do. Yes, they do. And that's what makes it exciting, too. And, of course, Arlette Hollister, who has been the superintendent in that department for years and years, she and her associates just make everything work like clockwork. The judging for the competition, which is in August at our state fair, starts a few days even before the fair starts, because there are so many sponsored classes, and those classes and divisions are sponsored by individuals or food companies or the Iowa State Fair itself.
And doesn't Iowa have the biggest food mm-hmm. exhibit in the nation? It's
yes.
bigger than Texas.
Oh, yes, yes. We Iowa cooks and bakers, we're phenomenal, and we love to enter our food into competition. When I first started entering, which was in the 1970s, I knew nothing about what I was doing. I knew I just wanted to enter some food there. So I baked 9 3-layer cakes. It was really, really fun. The problem was we didn't have air conditioning in our house. We didn't have a car that had air conditioning. And so I was able to get the cakes made and decorated and frosted without any problems. But fortunately, Fred's folks volunteered the use of their car, their air-conditioned car. And so we had a wonderful ride up the state fairgrounds. But in that era, the food department was underneath the grandstand.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And there was no air conditioning there either. And you were lucky to have fans.
So you really had to choose your frostings and fillings appropriately.
Yes definitely. It was a great experience. And then I put everything on hold because we had children. And they had their entries eventually to be a part of the fair, and I didn't have the time to focus on what I wanted to do or even consider entering again. Little by little, as they left for college and graduated from college, then I started entering again, and I started with clothing, with sewing, because that's something that I could have made way ahead of time. And
yes.
I thought, okay, this turned out well, and I'll enter it and see what happens from that point. But then when it came to that premium book came, and I was so drawn into entering foods that little by little I started entering again.
And I'm not sure how you have to say how you manage, because that isn't something that you make a week ahead, or
not necessarily. Cookies are something that you could make ahead and put in the freezer, depending on your recipe, or make up the dough ahead of time and freeze it. And then when it's a day ahead of entry day for cookies, thaw that dough, and I thaw it in the same container in which it's frozen, put it in the refrigerator and let it cool down slowly. Then shape the cookies and decorate them or frost them and whatever is required. But I think one of the biggest learning experiences for me was learning to follow all the rules.
Yes, check those rules out.
Because yes.
sometimes I'm hoping they all make sense when you understand them, but sometimes you go, why is that rule in there? And there's some good reason for it.
Sure. And there are general rules that are required just to enter
any food,
any exhibit. And then there may be specific rules for a specific division that is entered. It's easy. it's easy to learn the hard way that in that here you've prepared this beautiful exhibit, and if it, the requirement is to put it on a 9-inch cake board or a 9-inch round circle, it better be a 9-inch round circle, because the judges know, if they're worth their salt anyway, know the rules and regs, and they have the premium book there, and they can disqualify you, or they will judge the exhibit, but it won't stand a chance of receiving a ribbon.
So in that case, would it still be entered, but then that may not be judged? Or it
sure,
would be...
It'd be entered. The gals who check in all the exhibits, they don't...
They are not the checkers of the rules.
Nope, it's the judges. Okay. It's the judges.
But the first checkup comes when you read the fair book and decide where you want to enter. Mm-hmm. And the categories are almost unending.
Oh, canning. And many different contests for cooking, baking, yeast breads, quick breads, cookies, cakes, pies, any kind of desserts that might require only a few ingredients, cooking with coffee, cooking with Ghirardelli chocolate, the Tones Spices Company have different areas of competition, which you use their spices or their extracts. It's just so varied. And then, of course, age basically knows no limit. Our granddaughter started entering when she was 3. There was a class then that was open to 3-year-olds, and it was a wonderful experience for her. Then, as she's grown, she's learned to how to do a better job of exhibiting on the plate. Should we go through the rules for certain classes? And prior to that, she already has her premium book. And
she's checking them out, isn't she?
She is looking for classes to enter. And because these food classes are on every day that the fair is going on, except the last weekend of the fair, you can place yourself and say, okay, this is the day I'm coming to the fair, and I'm going to see what contests are available for me to enter on that particular day. And then you would just take the exhibit with you to the fair that morning and check it in the morning of the fair. Enjoy the fair if you want at that time, or come back and be there for when your item is judged.
I would think you'd want to be there for the judging, because you want to see what else is exhibited in that category, and you want to try and hear what the judges are saying. And, and of course, that varies, with the judges. Not every judge would judge exactly the same, but it's still a learning process. Are there categories for hot dishes? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking you can't travel for 3 hours with a hot dish and make it still hot and safe.
There are many, many microwave ovens there for the judges to use, and really for the judges' helpers to use. If an item or that you have brought needs to be heated before a judge samples it, there's a note that goes on it at entry time, and so then the judge's helpers will heat that. But before it's heated, the judge usually will look at the exhibit first, just to see what it looks like before it's heated up, in case something happens to it that way. If your product needs to be kept frozen, or if it needs refrigeration, there are plenty of those appliances there, and you don't even need to give that a thought. You just tell the people at check-in time.
So by July 1st, you need to decide that you're going to be in the apple pie contest, for instance.
Well, no. You just need to decide
how... pie?
Not even that.
Oh.
No. All you do is say, I want to get 5 entry tags.
You want to be in the food division, and this is how many I want to enter. Mm-hmm.
And then you pay for so many entry tags. I think it's $5 for 5 or 10 entry tags, and I think that's the minimum that you get. You don't have to use them all, but you have them. And it's just a matter of gaining your entry tags at that point. That way, Arlette and her crew have an idea of the number of exhibits that might potentially be coming.
Okay.
You don't have to decide on a specific exhibit until you bring it to the fair that day.
Mm-hmm. And again, how do we see that fair list?
Go to iowastatefair.org and click on an entry for category for premium books, and it would be under the family living area. Great, great opportunity for kids and adults alike. A wonderful learning experience to enter our Iowa State Fair Food Department.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It we're not you're not going to have a recipe, but I'm guessing on the website you might put that information.
Yes, I will. Okay. I will. And I'll put a, include a phone number as
okay.
well. Yes.
Okay.
And if you want to call out here, if you don't have computer access and want to call KJAN, we'll have that information here too. So remember, this is a great way to make some fond family memories in the kitchen.